Here's a really interesting example over here of data leakage due to confusion about what's representation and what's the metaphor. Anybody use a photo album site like Picasa? Okay? You ever cropped a picture? I just got an email from I got a Facebook thing. I haven't put any picture of myself in, but somebody put a picture up on their website that tagged me, and I got a little invitation because they're annoyed at me that I haven't put a picture of myself up. So why don't you crop this picture and we'll just use that as your, you know, as your thing, because it made the connection between me. Okay, so you can crop pictures. And people do this and crop pictures for various reasons and send them around. But when you
So there's crop, the message header, by the way.
Okay, we'll come back to that. When you crop this nice picture, which this, you know, this nice mother did to show her friends what her three beautiful children looked like, she didn't realize that the cropping can be undone. Okay, so we kind of blurred out the picture here because this is a family-friendly audience that I'm showing to. Okay, but when you crop a picture in Picasa, you're just kind of putting a what do you call it, a border or a mask.
Viewport.
You know, viewport. What do you call it when you frame a picture?
Mat.
A mat. You're putting a mat around the picture. And somebody who knows how to remove the mat will see everything that's around it. And there are some nice embarrassing examples of that. So what looked like a cropped picture, there's a representational failure here and a metaphor, because the actual, what this thing actually says is the bigger picture, but only show you so much of it, but you can undo the cropping, turns out. Tyler?
So when you take pictures with the digital cameras now, it stores it as a JPEG. It will often automatically store the actual picture and then a thumbnail. And so what typically happens is you can crop the actual picture, but then the thumbnail never gets changed. Mm. And that there have been people who have developed tools to automatically crawl the internet and collect all JPEGs, and they found all kinds of embarrassing examples of this. But this is a result of what's in the standard. The standard representation of the image.
Tell me the story of the remembrance of data past. Okay, that's the last article that I asked you to read. What's that paper about? Or I told you to skim it. Anybody look at it?
Yeah. Like when you format a drive, it doesn't really get rid of the data. It's hard to get rid of the data on these drives that are being recycled.
Yeah, so this paper is now 8 or 9 years old, written by Simpson Garfinkel, who was now at the Naval Postgraduate School in California, was here for a while, had been at MIT beforehand. And this is one of the more disturbing articles, actually, I've ever read. So the story goes like this. When you delete a file, drop it in the trash can. First of all, it doesn't get deleted because you can drag it back out of the trash can, so it's not really gone. So you can do this thing that says, really delete it. So that I can't get it back, and no one could get it back who sat at my computer and just sort of went into the trash can and looked for it and dragged it back out. But it's not actually deleted then either. It's kind of deleted in that the standard tools that you're given by the operating system has no tool that would enable you to recover it. But the bits, at least for a while, remain. Okay? As you continue to use the computer, chunks of the file might be on blocks that will get recycled for some other stuff that you might write on. But the bits will remain because the disk drive does not go through and write over every bit and turn them all to zeros, because that would actually take a lot of time that would be, for most purposes, unnecessary and wasted time. And it's not like Vista, you know, is too fast and they're looking for ways to slow it down, right? So they don't, you know, so they just don't do it. You know, there's even the remarkable thing is that even when you do the format, has anybody ever reformatted their disk drive? Okay, so how long does it take to reformat a disk drive when you do it?
Like half hour?
Half an hour, yeah, something like that. 20 minutes, half an hour, probably more. It hasn't deleted anything. I mean, it's deleted a few blocks that have the directory and the index, but it hasn't gone through and changed 99.99999% of the bits that are on there. What it's doing when you reformat a disk drive, and it takes half an hour, is it's meticulously reading every bit on the disk drive just to make sure that all of the bits can in fact be read. Because disks often have flaws in them, particularly after they get old, and the operating system is designed to work around flaws. So it builds up a bad disk index, a directory of all of the bad blocks on the disk. And later, when you go to use it after you've reformatted the disk, it'll just avoid trying to use those blocks, which it assumes are bad. Okay, but the blocks that are good, it knows are good just because it read them. And it doesn't then do a second pass to write them all to zeros. So in spite of the scary message, which I, you know, reproduce in the book there, it says, warning, warning, everything's going to be deleted. You'll never get it back. It's horrible. It's gone. Make sure you don't do this unless you really, really want to get rid of it. You know, almost everything is actually still there. Now, it may not be, it's not there in a form where somebody just sitting and using the computer the way it was kind of meant by Microsoft to be used would be able to find anything. But you can buy software that'll read every single block. And so what sort of things did Simpson find on the disk drive? You remember?
Numbers.
Found all kinds of good stuff. He just went on eBay and he just bought a bunch of disk drives. Okay, how did disk drives without the computer in them turn up on eBay? Well, you know, Ken brings in his computer guy, you know, who's the sort of you know, high school dropout that he uses for like wiring things together, and says, we, you know, these disk drives aren't big enough anymore. You know, oh, let's upgrade them all so they're 10 times as big because you don't cost anything. So, and the kid says, great, you know, and he does it and everything. He brings in a box of disks and he takes away a box of disks. And Ken never asks, what are you going to do with the old disks? Or Ken has reformatted the old disks to make sure there's no data on them and, you know, pats himself on the back for having thought to do that. And the kid, you know, sells the discs on eBay for $2 each, and somebody goes on eBay, and, you know, there may be perfectly functional discs, and they plug them into their computer. There's an aftermarket in, you know, in disk drives. So of the 129 drives that we successfully image, that is, that were working well enough for him to go through and read through them, only 12 had been properly sanitized by having their sectors completely overwritten with zero-filled blocks. Here's what he found. Corporate memoranda pertaining to personnel issues. A letter to the doctor of a 7-year-old child from the child's father complaining that the treatment for the child's cancer was unsatisfactory. Fax templates for a California children's hospital. We expect that additional analysis of this drive will yield medically sensitive information. Love letters, and of course, pornography. Using slightly more sophisticated techniques, we wrote a program to scan for credit card numbers, just going through and looking for 12 decimal digits, 12 ASCII digits in a row, that surrounded by stuff that isn't ASCII, things that look like credit card numbers. One disk drive contained 2,868 numbers. And on further inspection, it turned out this hard drive was most likely used in an ATM machine in Illinois, and no effort was removed any of the drive's financial information before it was dumped on eBay. Anybody ever done a hard reset on their BlackBerry or something like that? You know, you do a soft reset. Everybody does that all the time because they crash. You do a hard reset, and again, it comes up with a warning that says you're going to lose everything. You know, you have to, they do it with some combination of fingers that's actually, you almost need a second person to do it. You have to hold down two keys here and push something on the back at the same time to make it hard. Same thing, it just changes the directory. Just changes the directory. And if you actually go in, which, you know, with certain tools you can find email if you're, if it's the kind of device that can get an email. Phone records, if there's a log of what phone numbers have been called, and so on. Very, very useful if you're a forensic investigator, police, or something like that. Very, very scary if you lose your cell phone, you know, because you can get the phone company to shut off the cell phone, but who knows what other information people might be trying to get off it. Now, you know, I don't want to scare people, you know, too much, but